listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August the 11th, 2021. And this is Livestock Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases, the ongoing vaccination drive, and other issues.
We are also going to discuss about how some Zimbabweans in the diaspora are sourcing funds and equipment for use back home in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
And at the moment, it appears as if there are so many people that are looking at the Zambian elections. And as we focus on the Zambian elections, we are going to see what SADC is doing in this respect. So the Southern African nation, the Southern African community, development community SADC, announced that it will observe the elections virtually because of the COVID-19 pandemic, while some local organizations have sent their teams already in Zambia to observe the elections on the ground.
But first, the health minister reported yesterday that 31 people died from COVID-19, while 405 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of 10 August 2021, Zimbabwe had 117,258 confirmed cases, including 91,499 recoveries and 3,950 deaths. To date, a total of 1,912,592 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And President Emmerson Mnangagwa this week extended the current COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, saying, although new cases were going down, deaths were still high. Schools remain closed for another 2 weeks.
On the vaccination drive, people continue to flock to council and public hospitals for vaccination, despite the opening up of private hospitals and centers to offer vaccination services. Private vaccination centers charge between $3 and $5, that's US dollars, for vaccination services, while council and government hospitals offer free services.
Tokambe mahlabezulinja laphelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje sizakhuluma ngeCOVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani ngelizwe leZimbabwe. So ngasikhangela kula manje siyabona ukuthi kunenga kwezakalayo. Kulabantu abayi 31 izolo ababulewe COVID-19, kuthi abayi 405 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi kusukela ngombimbitho onyaka enye sokulabantu 3,950 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abayi 117,258 ngabantu ababa lo mkhuhlane lo, kwaphepha abayi 91,499. Kube sokusithi ke nxa kukhangelwa abantu abagula umkhuhlane lo bafika 21,809. Kuzokuthi abantu asebejove okokuqala iJackson yokuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bayi 1,912,592. Kwesokusithi abayi 1,061,238 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Sathi ukuthi sikhangele njalo okwenzakala ngokhetho kwele Zambia. Siyabona ukuthi ke ilizwe leZambia liqhuba ukhetho kusasa. Kuba nje ukhetho kuthiwa ke i-Southern African Development Community iza observer kumbe ngithi izahlolisisa ukhetho lolu khonapho ke kumabonakude khonokho kuthiwa ke kobo Zoom kumbe into ezinjalo. Kubeze kusithi ke kulabanye asebethume amalunga enhlanganiso ezijeneyo khona ngale ke kwele Zambia, kodwa i-virtual monitoring yama-elections kayijayelekanga phela ukuthi ibe khona, kodwa sikazi ukuthi sa-observer njani umuntu observer virtually. So ke sizabe sikhuluka ngalokhu lakhonokho ke okuningi okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Sizwe njalo ke kwele South Africa, Jonga, we hear that the recent guy was elected mayor, he's facing a bit of some challenges there. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, he has got a father who is Zimbabwean, and the mother, of course, is a South African woman, and people are saying, you know what, they don't want a foreigner to be leading Johannesburg, but yet he's a South African, he was born in Soweto, but on Twitter they're using some hashtags, and one of them is hashtag South Africa First. So they're saying, no, we can't have this guy as mayor. But he was thrown in, some people in the ANC are supporting him and saying, We know this guy. You've been working with him for a long time. Yes, you can call him a foreigner, but he's a South African, you know?
You know, Gibbs, that's the same scenario that we had during the Obama era. You remember there were some resisting President Barack Obama to take over as President of the United States, claiming that because his father was Kenyan, he was not American, he was not born in America, all those theories. But in the end, if the guy delivers and if he meets the criteria for him to stand for office in South Africa, we say congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the scheme of things. Yes, over to you, man.
Thank you so much, Ngiyabonga Gibbs. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda re-COVID-19. Tiri kuona kuti denda riri kuti dzikirei uwando wevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda risingati kubva svondo rino kana kuti mukupera kwesvondo uri kuenda kuchidzika. Asi mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa nemusi wemuvhuro wakati kunyange hazvo pari kuita kudzikira kweuwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe chete nevari kufa zvakakosha kuti vaise zvakare kuwedzera nemasvondo maviri mutemo welockdown unorambidza vanhu kufamba-famba tozova kuti nyika yezvino izvi iri pacovid level 4 lockdown wakawedzera mutemo iyo nemasvondo maviri zvichireva kuti zvikoro zvicharamba zvakavharwa ndo nyaya tichakurukura tichaonawo kuti ngabata here nyaya yevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuunganidza zvikwanisiro vachiendesa kumusha kuti zvinge zvichibatsira kwozoti nyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa kuzambia mangwana muzambia vanenge vachimira mumitsetse vachisarudza vatungamiri wavanoda asi tanzwa sangano resouthern african development community kana kuti SADC richitaura kuti richaongorora sarudzo idzodzo dzemuzambia pamadande mutande kana kuti virtual hanzi nenyaya yekudzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19 zvinorevei kana vachinge vachiti vari kuongorora sarudzo nepamadande mutande zvichange zvichibuda musarudzo zvichatambirika zvakadii tichiona kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kune kusitorina masaisai ekuti masaisai ekuti vange vachibata madande mutande kuti vaone kuti pavirtual ipapo vaona here kuti kunzvimbo yakati kwaita kurwisana kunzvimbo yakati kwaita nyaya dzekunzi mabhokisi anga akaiswa mapepa nechakare kunzvimbo dzakati tichanzwa kuti SADC inozvifambisa sei asi kunyange hazvo SADC yati ichange ichiongorora pamadande mutande kune mamwe masangano abva muzimbabwe akaenda kunoongorora sarudzo idzo vakatuma nhume rimwe resangano iri kumirira kuchamhembe kweafrica imisa iri kutungamirwa navagolden maunganidze vanove chizvarwa chezimbabwe vari zvakare sachigaro wemisa zimbabwe muzimbabwe ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some videos that were sent by some of our correspondents on the ground, and one of the videos was sent by Nonurai Jenna in Chinoy. You know, he was talking to some people in the locality and minister officials about the vaccination drive and COVID-19 in general. So he is one of the unidentified officers talking about COVID-19 and the vaccination drive in Chinoy.
Rakatukure saka takutora danere rokuti tutange kuita maprogram outreach tichishandisa iwa ya mandufaya kuti patenge taona paita ndufu tobva taenda ipapo tobva tabaya vanhu tovakurudzira kuti vabayiwe because chirwere ichi chiriko vanhu vanofanira kuti tione kuti tazvidzivirira so takaonazve kuti avo vanenge vasina kubayiwa ndo vazhinji vacho vari kuwanikwa vachizosvika panguva yakaoma pamusoro pochirwere ichi saka takaona kuti regai tisvike pavari tiende mudzimba imomo instead yekuti titihuyai kuzvipatara because zvakaoma.
So there you are, Tonga. That's one of the officials of the Ministry of Health. You know, speaking to Nonurai Jenna in Chinoy.
Yes, he was explaining, Gibbs, that because of the reluctance for people to take up the jabs, they've taken an initiative to visit funerals. Where people gather at funerals, they go there and vaccinate people. So
yes,
that's one of the outreach programs that the Minister of Health has launched in Chinoy, in fact, in Mashonaland West Province.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm ngene vamfini vevajuja majekiseni kumbe ngiti vavajovha majekiseni kunapo ke ezimfeni endaweni ezinjalo so loku ke kuthiwa yi-outreach program eyenziwa yi-minister of health so kukhonangale ke chinoyi khanya ingxaki kungamemetheka kuye endaweni eziningi mwabantu chonga banengi. Bata nganezu nseni, ibaizu kuchie neyo, kuta gizi mfalezi, sasa nga super spreader. So, slowly babanjalo, we've got another person who spoke with Esther Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he's saying about COVID-19.
Ikamumbani.
Ikamangu, babu manduna, opet manduna.
Opet manduna. Sala lapo kubulawayo ke, unkusha lwe korono uti nuzile hii.
Ye, ukona, ukona, so ukwele kakulu.
Ukulu soko babu wana babulayo.
Ye, senga chewele, soko, senga chewele nga bangani, lapo kubulawayo.
Laba bangani bayenze njani ngo still kancane kwenze njani kubo ezwane ku
uthi babe ungazwa kuhle babe manje i corona uthi i vaccine engakafiki kodwa lashiso ungcono ba i vaccine sikhona
bafele esibhedlela
abanye bafele ezindlini
kambe nxa ukhangile abantu lapha uhamba khona njengona umuntu ohamba kangaka bakhona yini osuke wababona ukuthi abantu bathi sebekwazi ukuthi kuhlala khona
abantu sebekwazi okuhluphayo ukuthi kakhulu lapha koBulawayo ukuthi abantu baphila ngokuthengisa baphila ngokusebenza so abasakhangeli abasanandeleli ukuthi isikhathi kumele si-sanitize kumele si-social distance lokunye okufikelayo
wena njengomuntu odila labantu sebenza labantu kangaka uzivikela njani sifuna labantu abemakhaya babone ukuthi ha lanxa usebenza kanje uyazivikela
engakukhuthaza ukuthi abantu begqoke amamaski engakukhuthaza futhi ukuthi abantu be-sanitize be-maintain i-social distance bengazongazwa kuhle incono ugijimele esibhedlela
ukuthi abantu bangazami into zobuloku befuthi ezindlini kumele bayidinga uncedo ngani
esibhedlela lakhonokho ama-home remedies ayanceda ayanceda ama-home remedies kodwa begijime esibhedlela lokho vaccinate bevaccinate
okay indaba leyo ku-vaccination siwayenzayo
yesengavaccinate sengahlatshwa
okay kwakubatshela abantu kuhlungu yini mbayo
Hayi, 2 minutes kuphela kodwa
uzwakalelo.
Hayi, uzwakalelo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, kulungile sir.
Yeah, so Joga, that is Mr. Manduna. You know, Mr. Manduna lives in Bulawayo. That is Opet Manduna. He was saying that, you know, he's lost a lot of relatives and friends, you know, to COVID-19. And he says, you know, going for vaccinations is the best way out of this pandemic. So he's encouraging people to go for vaccinations.
You know what, Gibbs, I was just thinking on my own about this initiative by the Minister of Health in Mashonaland West. Funerals, only 30 people allowed to gather. So how many people do you think they will vaccinate there?
It's a bit complicated because if you go to a funeral and you want to vaccinate people, chances are high that some of them have been vaccinated.
That's what I was thinking.
And that becomes the problem. That becomes the problem. But
yeah.
The initiative itself is not too bad because at the end of the day, you are trying to target people that actually attend these funerals. You know, when you go to certain communities, you know that certain people are going to attend, like chiefs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's not a
bad you know, if they can do these outreach programs, then they can just start moving around the villages and vaccinating people instead of waiting for people to gather at a certain point. Because if they have facilities, cooler boxes and all that to move around and vaccinate people at funerals, they can just release their teams, visit villages. On a day, maybe they can vaccinate more people than waiting for funerals. That's my take, Gibbs.
You are right, 100%. So let's see what we can bring in now. There's another gentleman who spoke with Ezra Chisaspanda. He's in Bulawayo. Let's listen to the interview here.
Ninangithanda kaseke
ngiyakubona lapha ke uyaphotaphota kwenzakalani wenzela impilweni
hayi mina ngisomagesi ngenza ngamagesi ngiyelisuka technician
umkhuhlane lwe corona ke uzwani ngawo
umkhuhlane ubhahile lokhu esisenza ama-lockdowns maska hapo sisiyela
kodwa usebenza njani nxa kunje
hayi ukusebenza kuyasebenzela as long wena uzivikele kuphela uqatheleke uzivikele
wahlatshwa yini
hayi okwamanje angahlatshwa
ukhalela uzahlatshwa nini kumbe uyesaba ngulo wazozihlatshe lawo
hayi ngizahlatshwa
awesabi kodwa
hayi
abahlatshiweyo bathini bona
hayi abahlatshiweyo bathi khona nje uright
suke wabona umuntu ogula umkhuhlane lo
so far angamboni
akwamboni
hayi
kodwa ufile uyezwa kuphela
ngiyikuzwa kuphela
akwamboni ogula ngawo umbona untunjani
hayi angamboni
awuzuthi bathi bakhala umuntu uye bengasephelwa ngumoya uzakuzwa
yama symptoms akona challenges ngawo balana ukwehlela ukufuka
uthini abantwini ngoba advise abantu njengomuntu osebenzayo
advise ngabanika nabantu ukuthi lezivikele because umkhuhlane esinzi affecta kakhulu uyamosha
uyamosha
kakhulu
okay no ayisebenza kakhulu.
So Tunga, that's one of the guys who is actually having a self-sustaining project in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that he's not yet been vaccinated, but he hopes that one day he'll be vaccinated. And he says he's not running away from the vaccine. He's going to do it and because this disease is really terrible. So he says, of course, he needs to work. And at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, his family is going to suffer. So that's one of those things.
Yes, and we understand that many people are going to these public vaccination centers because they are getting free jabs there instead of going to these private ones where they are charging between US$3 and US$5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I think the issue here is because they don't have the money. You cannot have $3 to get vaccinated. Yet you don't have sugar, mealie meal, and cooking oil at home. So people would prefer to use that money to buy food and other requirements, and then they go for free jabs. And that's why they are spending hours on end queuing to get vaccinated. And when they get there, they are told no more vaccinations.
Yes, and now we're joined by Nomtanda Zonko Mazana. She is in Mumbai, in India. Welcome to the program, madam.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah, well, I have food.
Yeah, that's about cool. I'm still going to put you come back, Jan. You may mention what's going on, like COVID-19. Jalo, Ungan Mabegolan, Jan. You may mention what's going on.
Lapa e India, to be a compum saba on getting in.
India, Conapola Ope and Elaco. A Gunjan Gulazu.
I will let them soup of Ungani Tabungon. Mova Baba and the Mac campaigns, our vaccinator bantu, and the Baba and the bayenze iqiniso ukuthi akula muntu ongena ku public transport ongela mask and kwaba nesinqumo sokuthi akula abantu ama mall ikakhulu ama mall nxa kunama festivals lapha bagcwala abantu baba nesiqiniseko ukuthi wonke umuntu ongena e mall kufanele ukuthi abe atestiwe kufanele utshengisele ukuthi utestiwe and iningi labantu especially emaphandleni lapho kwakumemetheke khona nama public vaccinations akukhangelelwanga ukuthi umuntu kufanele aye esibhedlela ayo vaccinate kumbe e clinic banama post ababekileyo like maybe ema train stations public places ama train stations ama erenkini nendaweni ezi public lapha abantu abagcwala khona.
Yes,
kungani kungcono kakhulu.
Yeah, so ngafala ngasithiwa khona koke ukatukhuluma ngoma.
Okay. The spread of corona here in India has decreased because the government has taken the initiative of actually making sure that nobody goes into a public transport, be it Uber, Ola, or a bus or a train. Nobody should go in without a mask. And in a bus where there is a two-seater, only one person is allowed to sit there. Where there is a three-seater, only two people allowed to sit there, which means the middle seat will be empty. And they made sure that everyone, most of the people gather in malls celebrating different kinds of festivals. As you know, here in India, there are so many festivals that are done here. They made sure that everyone who goes into the mall is tested and must show that he has taken that test. And they have put actually plenty stations for vaccination instead of people to be going to hospital because actually hospitals are limiting patients in their, they've got private and public government hospitals. They're actually limiting people as in patients. So they have made so much stations to vaccinate, pre-vaccination in railway station, bus stops, and in public places where people mostly tend to gather. So I'd say the most of our places around where I am, Mumbai, they are open because the spread has actually decreased. Yeah.
Yes, Chonga, you can talk to Ella.
Yes, thank you so much. Tinotenda. Itanzwa kuti uwandu wevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 muIndia, zvikuru muMumbai, muna ndeamai mutandazo kana ndimuzvare mutandazo ngomazana. Hanzi zvinenge zvatidererei nenyaya yemitemo iri kuiswa nehurumende ikoko iri kuita kuti kupararira kwedenda kunge kuchidzikira. Vanofanira kunge vachipinda muzvitima nemabhazi, vanofanira kunge vakavhara muromo nemhino. Vanenge vachienda kuzvitoro zvakaita semamall nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakadaro, vanenge vachivhenekwa kunzi havana here utachiwana. Kana kunga warambawo kunge uchivhenekwa, zvinoreva kuti hauchapinda kana anga mabiko kana kumamall ikoko. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuitika, inzira hombe inobatsira kuderedza. But Mr. Ngomazana, we understand that this Delta variant, many people just call it the Indian variant. How is it now then?
Actually, there's been that call on the government. The Delta variant and the Indian variant, as it is said, is actually a myth, because the Indian government actually wrote to the World Health Organization. There was an Indian variant, there was a Nepal variant, there was actually a lot of variants that were being nominated around the Indian countries, it is like surrounding countries. They've been saying their variants named on their countries. But since the Indian government has so much scientists are working on actually helping with the COVID, they actually had no idea. As the world labeled India as having a variant, they said, actually, their scientists doesn't actually know what the world is talking about. They actually wrote to the World Health Organization so that they must put their story straight. And also the Nepal government had also contacted the World Health Organization. There is nothing like that. They're just labeling every variant that is coming across, Indian variant, Nepali variant. There's nothing actually like that. Even the Delta variant, everyone is naming. There is also a variant that came from the UK, and but actually India actually denied it. There is no variant. Actually, it was the original COVID that actually first attacked India is the very COVID that is there. Mm-hmm. So there is no variant. That
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I think now we can have Mr. Vusango joining us on another issue. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Regis, Charumbira Vusango, tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Chonga.
Ndinoona kuti muri pamugwagwa, tinoimba kuti hatisi kuzvikanganisai kutyaira nekuconcentrate.
Aiwa, no, that's okay.
Aiwa, kana makadaro pakanaka. Nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi, Charumbira Vusango, inyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 zviri kuitika munyika. Pamwe chetewo nemabasa ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze, vakaita semi kuunganidza zvikwanisiro nemidziyo nemari zvinoshandiswa nevanhu kumusha mukurwisana neCOVID-19. So zvitarisawo nyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa mangwana kuZambia. Ndofunga totanga hedu nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachiwedzera nemasvondo maviri nyaya yelockdown kana mutemo welockdown, vachitaura kuti hongu kutapurirana kunenge kuri kutidzikirei, asi vanhu vachiri kufa vachiri kuti wandei. Saka zvakanaka kuti tinge tichimboona kuti pa2 weeks ipapa kana pane vanga vaine vabatwa neutachiwana vasati vawanikwa, zvinopa mukana wekuti vanga vachiona kuti zvakamira papi. Munotiine danho iro?
Aiwa, ndizvo zvavajonga. Ndinotenda sikuru. Mukuru wenyika Comrade Idi Mnangagwa vakaextenda lockdown level 4 yacho iyoyo. Tichiona isi mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuti ndufu dzacho dzati wandisei. Takatoona isi kuti vana Dave Smogen, I think takambotaura pachirongwa chakadarika kuti Dave Smogen yakati nenyaradzo, they were overwhelmed. Saka vanga vakuti havachakwanisi kuuya kuti vanhu vazotora zvitunha. Vanongoti imi kana moda kuviga touya isu toprepare toviga. Inyaya yekuti naivo vanga vaita overwhelmed even though yanga isiriyo policy yavo. Saka naizvozvo inyaya yekuti wamukuru wenyika achihwa urongwa hwakadero huchibva kumafuneral palace, kureva kuti vanhu vedu vana veZimbabwe vari kurasikirwa neupenyu vanga vati wandei. Saka naizvozvo level 4 yacho yelockdown yanzi ngaiextendiwe, zvinhu zvakanaka izvozvo kuti tione kuti denda iri chii chatingaita naro. Pamusoro paizvozvo government yakaita outsource again quite a lot of vaccines are kuuya makatosvika. I think it is not yesterday. Saka, I think the government is fighting hard to stop and minimize the spread of this variant through vaccines. Saka, tinongora bachiti vanhu vedu ngavaende kunobaiwa nhomba. I think for now ndakaona kuti nhomba dzacho dzakuwanikwa kana kumaruwa chaiko. Ndaitaura navo vanhu vari kumaruwa kwedu pakliniki yekumba chaiyo. Vachitoti hati kutonobayiwa nhasi vamwe toti tatobva kunobayiwa. Saka izvozvo zvinondibatsira ini kuti kandaa kuya pachirongwa takadai. Ndinokwanisawo kutaura ndichiti mukuru wenyika ari kuita basa rakanaka nokuti kana nhomba yakusvikawo nekumba kwangu ndozivawo kuti kana kwavajonga nekwava gips nekumwe kwese inofanira kunge isiri kusvika. Kana isiri kusvika toziva kuti tizivise vakuru venyika kuti aiwa kune nzvimbo dzimwe dziri kusara. Ndatenda zvikuru wacho.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you very much. We've got Mr. Vusani Mbusontini as well. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir. Yes, yes. So, akutshela bantu ukuthi lapha kule Melika uhamba njani nge-COVID? Kumenja?
No, i-COVID eMelika ngantfai ike yatshisa ukuthi anganeno, kodwa siyabona ukuthi i-Delta variant ngantfai iyaphenduka. Iphenduka ikakhulu ebantwini abangazange bebe-vaccinated. Siyazi kula ma-states athize anganifaka afuni ukuthatha i-Jackson leyo. So siyabona ukuthi bakhanya be-impacted by i-Delta variant. Njalo yibo abatholakala kuma-ICU, yibo abakhanya bebhubha nge-COVID. Abantu abaningi yibo nabangazange bethole i-vaccination.
Yes, sicela ufake ngasikhiwa khonokho.
You know, things in the US, I think they had stabilized for a little while. But when the Delta variant came back, we did see some increase in cases and people going to the ICU. But mainly those that are affected are people that were not inoculated in the first place. There is a sharp decrease on those that were inoculated going to the ICU. So, you know, things were stabilizing, but now there are certain states, the red states, that are really being hit by the Delta variant.
Yeah, let's turn then to the Zambian election. We see that the Southern African Development Community is saying that they are going to do a virtual monitoring of the elections. What's your take on that?
My take on that, it can only work if all the stakeholders, if all the election agents are given gadgets that can connect them directly to SADC. It cannot work if SADC is only working with the Electoral Commission of Zambia and not with all the stakeholders and the election agents.
So, okay, after Kuruma has sent to the election, Kuruma get to care to go to Zambia. He said to Kitty Bagwe, the local virtual monitoring. When one and Janoko?
Only virtual monitoring, as I have said, is Siakala and Sadat, the migration in Zambia. But when I would see in our COVID, when I say, and I would have election agent, won't he? Alama monitoring equipment that are connected to SADC. And my apologies, what in profit to the
limit? So that was Mr. Ntini. Mr. Ntini has got another commitment. You know, Mr. Choga, quiet, sir.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I'm not sure whether Mr. Vusango is still there, but.
Yeah, he's still there, and even in Komazana.
Oh, okay. And then you said this gentleman is now leaving, eh?
Yes, he has joined a certain meeting.
Ah, no problem. Let me go to Mr. Vusango before I go to Ms. Ngomazana. Mr. Vusango, what's your take on the SADC monitoring or observing Zambian elections virtually?
Mr. Vusango, can you hear us?
He's on mute.
Yeah, no, he removed the mute, so I think he's
good. Okay, so I can maybe we can go to Ms. Ngomazana. Yes, Ms. Ngomazana, your take on the elections in Zambia tomorrow. We heard that SADC is going to monitor the elections virtually, and many people, they look up to SADC for authentic results of elections. What's your take on this development?
I don't think... As I look at it, it's an impossibility because with this, all these things going on, that will be, it's actually the first thing that has been done, I think, in the southern part. But I don't think this time around it will work with everything going on around.
Mm.
I think maybe it would have worked when we our countries are not going under through this pandemic and all. Yes, but now it looks.
The pandemic is the reason why SADC took that that way of observing elections.
Yeah, but since they are starting it now, I don't think it will actually be effective.
Yeah, so when I go to Mbona Wako, Mkomazan, Mbona Gani, Uketo Vede, Ulomutonga observer, eating observing the city, in virtual. In 7C Zoom, in 7C Labo Pila, if Lava.
I'm so the Gube Lula. I'm born with Tuzo Pumele Lana Kona, Mova Baba Tuve. It's not everyone, Emma Panjen, Zambia, also Uzova Nene, the local provision, ya local. I'm born Velu Tuzo Sevens of Baba Tuve, Gula and the election. Nabe Batubona, Babe ne physical observation, got a tattoo Amania Cello. Ikorona ikona Baba Dube, ikorona ikona, but ayibulali abantu amanyathelo aqondile ethethu. Lave sibabona bebulawa ikorona Baba Dube kungoba kune stigma ethile ekhona. Abantu bathuselwe kakhulu. Abantu bengabona ama symptoms lawo bayafihla. Uyabona kugcina sekuwese sesibangeni sokuthi umuntu sezokufa. I corona sizophila nayo tu. Bafanele ukuthi leyo into leyo ukuthi kuthiwa kuzomonitor ngendlela nale ambona izosebenzela abantu bezambili. Angiboni izobasebenzela ngoba uzoba nenkalakatha disaster kuma elections ezambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela bambe khona bakho sislow Regis Musango. Jonga, go ahead with Regis.
Yes, Vusango Nungama Kutinzwa.
Yes.
Ndabenda kukandrem Vuzo, kuti munoti ne dano ratoro wanesaji kiri kuti wanga wachongo rasaruzo. Zemu Zambia, tzikura mangwana wachishansa lande mtande. Tirungu nzwa ndrusha waka taura washitaro watuatora dano iroro nepamsana pe COVID-19.
Yeah, thank you wachonga. Yeah, I think it is a situation. I think tola decision ya kana waka, laka azu, nituwa hoi sozo. Because tirugona isikuti nenya COVID 19 pandemic, it will be to put their lives in danger to be on the ground, because an election comes with very unexpected events, so it will be to put our SADC staff on in danger. So, and I think now we are moving virtual almost everything, so it's a good advantage for the observers to actually visualize this election while they are where they are in their respective places. Because one, when you are, I'm sure what I've heard is that there will be surveillance cameras all over the polling stations, so it's easier for the monitors to monitor on camera. You can capture a lot of events than in person. So I think this one is going to be a very interesting new chapter of our election. I think that in every election going forward, we should have some people monitoring on the ground, some monitor virtually, because we have those that want to always claim that things were not fair. So if we have monitors on the ground and those that are monitoring on cameras, it will help us now to converge the information and the videos and the audios, and then it will be easy even to go to the Constitutional Court with those are actually the perfect V11 that can be actually be presented to the Court of Law in the event that we have got people who are going to contest that they have not lost. So I think it comes up to SADC. I think SADC is going virtual, And this is a very, very, very good news. Thank you.
But assuming, assuming that there's a rural area like Solwezi, where, you know, there's no electricity, and how do you install cameras and monitor in that kind of respect? You know, I think this is an impossible task, right, Mr. Musango?
Well, you know what, Mr. Gibbs? Look at this. We have an invisible enemy, a COVID-19. We rather have our staff, SADC staff, in those rural areas and then die with COVID. I think when we look at the spread of the pandemic and the degree of this variant, we cannot risk and put our staff in the line of danger. Because this, you know, fighting an invisible enemy is worse, because you don't know when, the where, and which area this enemy is going to attack you. So they have the knives there in Zambia. I'm sure SADC is the one that is coming up with all that. So they will be responsible for anything that is going to, for the outcome. So I'm sure they've decided, you know, it's an organ. They have all the logistics. They've got the all technical teams that came up with this decision. So I would welcome the decision regardless, because I know for sure it's not a decision that was made by two people fetching water at a well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But yes. Before we go to Ms. Ngomazana, I wanted to ask Mr. Musango. Vusango, Zimbabwe iri kutadza kuita sarudzo dzemabielections nekuda kweCOVID-19. Kana tichiona kuti sarudzo dzinokwanisa kutetwa pachishandiswa iyo madandemutande kana virtual observation iyo iri kuitwa, chii chiri kuita kuti Zimbabwe irambe yakatsikirira panyaya yesarudzo?
Thank you very much, Ajonga. I think my elections are in Zambia. These are national elections. And the national elections in SADC cannot be held without the approval of SADC itself. So SADC has given the green light for Zambia to host their elections, and SADC is fully involved in all the events that will be taking place there in Zambia. And our in-house elections, by-elections and all that, those are not national. And SADC does not get involved in issues that are in-house. They deal with issues that are national.
Just to correct the point there, I wanted to put forward the Mr. Musango. Yeah. I'm saying if other countries can hold these elections and they are easily monitored virtually, why can't we just do the same?
Yeah, that's why I said so far, I think this is the first time elections are being monitored virtually. I don't know if there's any other elections you know that I don't know. But this one, I'm saying it because the organ that approved that is SADC. So if we are going to have our own election in 2023, definitely we are already on a path to virtual activities. So in 2023, our national elections, definitely if COVID is going to be there by then, we are going to also be monitored virtually. And I think there's a difference between our by-elections and the national elections and the involvement of SADC. Thank you.
I think
Ms. Ngomazana wants to respond to that. Ms. Ngomazana.
Kodwa ma akula election engaqhakathekanga zakala ngesindebele. Akula election by all international. Into ezoyenza ukuthi le nto ibe impossible as uDube ukuchila ukuthi kusema kule ndawo asikho yonke iZambia e-town. Kusema phandleni kulama indawo ezisemaqaqeni ezisendaweni lapho ungela networking akhona. Which will make it impossible for the monitoring to happen. Ma kuzoyenzakala ukuthi ma if it's real that virtual actually monitoring is effective, let's start with our own by-elections. Ngoba kuthiwa akaqhakathekanga ngithi siyakhona yini ukuwayenza sithi ebhinga ngale siyabhuwa phakathi ngale karibhe emaqaqeni ngale akulanda that won't be 100% effective. Ama elections awe Zambia, they are going to be child's play. Ngoba akula effectiveness ezoyenzakala. Kuzoba nama breakdowns ngoba endaweni eziningi kusemaphandleni lapho kungela network. They will bring their boosters and all, but bazofuna ama generator. Kungaba ne breakdown, which means that constituencies done. If corona ayibuyanga izolo, we've been living with corona since late 2019, 2020 yonke. We know what to do before and after you've come across infected area. That is, if they are infected. So the kunjani ukuthi iSADC committee, whatever committee that is involved, oh my battery is dying, the committee that is involved, babuye physically take proper precautions. It's not an invisible enemy that you cannot handle. There are sanitizers, there are masks, and after that confrontation with the public, you know what to do. So, this virtual monitoring is actually by trying to fit Zambi. Are you in danger?
So while we are charging your phone, let's go to Mr. Vusango. So you can charge while we are still on here. So go ahead. There you are, Chonga.
Yes. Vusango, nyaya ombe iliku taurwa ne wakawanda. Ndiye kuti nzimbo zhinji adzina magetsi. Nzimbo zhinji adzibate masaisai. Munoona here iyo ongororo yesarudzo iyi iri kuitwa neSADC ichibudirira, ichibudisa chimuko. Ndoda kuti mupindire nerurimi rwaamai apo.
Iya, vajonga, sorry, ndakuwa zvamataura nezvataurwa naSister. But I think izvi handiri kuita kuno, mafonzi enyu ari kubuda achiita echo. Saka muchiti kana mukataura zvinobva zvadzokorora, zvidzokorora. But I think I've heard you. I don't know kuti ndiri kudzokororawo here kana ndiri kubuda.
Aiwa, muri kubuda kamwe, muri kubuda zvakanaka.
Alright,
I'm going to go to the river.
It's okay, I still hear, but I'm going to go to the river. And this is the Zokoro in a Simba. Alright. Sister, this is my band because I'm going to go to the river. I'm going to go to the river.
Chakupakurira enda anchida kuti mutange mataura zvandabvunza izvi nokuti mbvunzo yevambobvunza naGibbs nokaupindura nechirungu saka ndoda kuti nerurimi rwaamai mupindure kuti nzvimbo dzinenge dzisina magetsi kweZambia yakangofanana neZimbabwe tine dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina magetsi dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina masaisai atingati maintaneti kana chii zvinozobuda sei ikoko
aiwa ndinotenda vajonga ndozvandatini I know kuti magetsi ano ndako asi SADC the program in Southern Africa. Saka havagoni kuti vati zvinhu zvakadaro zviitwe. Vanenge vatotarisa mapros and cons wekuti kusina magetsi tichaita sei. Saka ini ndinovimba kuti SADC yakatokavha zvese zvatiri kushuvira zvese izvi. Haigoni kuti iyo because SADC haigoni kuti it's a credible organization. I'm sure tese tiri panapa hapana munhu anodhauta kuti SADC iri kuita basa rakanaka kana kuti rakashata iri kuita basa rakanaka ndisva all of us toziziva saka ini ndotoivimba kuti SADC yakatotarisa zvese izvozvo ikakaita kamadecisions ayo inodiwa kuti vakwanise kukavha kumaruva ikoko kusina magetsi majenereta edu ndozvati ariko vanhu vanenge vachikepucha kamavhidhiyo hatina kuti isu inogona kunge iri live kana iri live fine kana isiri live kusingakwanisi kuita live ndozviziva nokuti SADC haisi organ yokuUnited States of America inooperata from New York on Wall Street. Iorganization inooperata iri kuAfrica ichikombaira masouthern African countries ese vachinyatsa kuziva mademographics ese nemaboundaries ese kwese nemafambirwo acho zvese vanazvo vanozviziva izvozvo kuti election ichamacenters emaelections ese ari kuitwa pakati nepakati saka kana pakati nepakati pasingasvikike tinosvikapo sei kana network isingaiti tinosvikapo sei. Saka izvozvo I don't think it's an issue yokuti tingabva taita question. Of course there's nothing wrong, tite find out. But I wouldn't doubt kuti SADC nokuti kune kumwe kwokuti network inoneta saka iyo hameno pamwe vanotoziva kuti vati vane masatellite. They might have already captured all that and know what to do. So handingawesti hangu time yakawanda ndichitaura kuti tingazvifambisa sei nokuti SADC yacho yakatogadzirisa izvozvo ikazvipira kuti isu tichaongorora maelection ekuZambia. Zambia yacho havana kuti maelection ekuZambia kuLusaka vakati toongorora maelection ekuZambia as a whole nation which means they are capable they would not do that if they are not capable ndo zvandoda kuti vavajonga kuti vanokwanisa ndokusaka vakatizivisa kuti tichatora chinhano chakati gore rino nenyaya yekuti kune COVID.
So thank you so much Mr. Charumbira Vusango Gibbs
yes.
Yes
and people tend to question some of these moves. by the Southern African Development Community. They think that this is a club of friends, and so now they are propping Elungu because he's a friend of all the presidents. So that's where the problem is, Mr. Vusango. So don't you have that kind of idea about what people are saying out there?
Yeah, you see, Brother Gibbs, that's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why we as people, we think differently and we view things differently. I'm looking at, for example, let's look at the bridge there that was constructed between the Kazungula. The Kazungula wasn't really involved in our country. We got involved more than that, even though we got access to the bridge. But if we were very good friends with these nations, regardless of whatever the issues are, we could have been working together as brothers and sisters. But you see, when it comes to elections and business and all that, every country put their interest on what they want to do. And the interest of our country, it's all about the welfare of our people. And we might not be very, very happy with the events that took place at the Kazungula, which means Zambia and Botswana, they are involved. So if we are going to now look at the elections in Zambia based on some of our business activities that we do as two nations, then we might be biased to the leadership that is of the day. So not doing that. We are leaving there, do their own elections. We know that if observers, and so of course Zimbabwe is part of that. We observers there. And if that is done, that is not according to election, definitely we will also be observing that, and the report will be written on Zimbabwe as involvement into the observation of these elections. So I don't look at it as friends. Look at it. Why do we have ICC, International? Is it not a court just for African leaders?
Okay, let's okay.
We know that.
Let's do this.
Yeah, so yes.
Let's do this. Let's bring in Mr. Teoma Vinga so that he can respond to what you said initially there concerning these elections, because the worry is that SADC is a club of friends, and many people are saying that, but some supporters of SADC say that is far-fetched. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to this program, sir.
Thank you so much. Well, SADC is a long way away in terms of conduct of elections that are credible, free and fair, but normatively, SADC has got comprehensive and clear guidelines when it comes to conduct of elections, when it comes to ensuring that there is an electoral field that is even for all political players. The challenge is that SADC does not have robust enforcement mechanisms. It can only observe and in some cases make some recommendations for areas that might need improvement. And this is why we have seen that historically SADC countries have gotten away with having shoddy elections. Like in Zimbabwe, if you go back to the reports of the SADC Electoral Supervisory Commission over the years, there have been huge gaps of things that need to be addressed that have not been addressed, but there are no mechanisms to ensure that SADC can enforce its regulations on its member states. So it's a huge gap that is there, and therefore you find that incumbent governments sometimes get away with running elections that do not meet the standards in terms of credible, free and fair elections, and we do not have the legislative or other mechanisms to ensure that countries comply with the requirements and follow the standards as set out in the SADC guidelines.
Chonga?
Yes, I want to come here. I want to go to Mavinga.
Do not end.
Mavinga, nyaya tukutarisa ndiyo imwe chete ye zvirikuitika kuZambia sarudzo dzamangwana. Tinoona kuti SADC isangano hombe rinotariswa nevanhu vakawanda kana nevanhu vose mudunhu rekutambembe kuAfrica. Vachitarisira kuti aiwa zvichabuda musarudzo idzodzo ndozvinenge zvichitambirwa. Mamwe masangano madiki asiri SADC tinonzwa kuti akatumira nhume dzange dzichiendawo kunoongorora sarudzo. Asi sangano hombe rotaura kuti aiwa richange richiita pamadande mutande. Tingatarisira here kuti SADC inenge ichishanda nguva imwe chete nemasangano madiki iyaya zvichabatsirawo zvichibatsira kuti inzwe zvinenge zvichiitika munzvimbo dziri kuitirwa sarudzo?
Kukanganisa kukuru nekuti sangano reSADC rinofanira kunge riine vanhu vari kunge vanenge varipo vachiona zviri kuitika, vachiona kuti sarudzo dzekuZambia dzaitwa here maringe nezviga zvakatarwa zvekuti dzinge dziri pachena, dzisina mhirizhonga, dzisina kubirira kana ugevha neubvuruvhani. Asi kana pasina anenge aripo anenge achiongorora, zvinoreva kuti idambudziko rinenge ratovapo. Asi zvakare tinoziva kuti sangano reSADC nguva nenguva ranga risinganyatsoiti nemazvo kana tichiona nyaya dzesarudzo, nekuti nyika dzakawanda dziri kuchamhembe kweAfrica dzanga dzichiita sarudzo dzinenge dzisina kusvika pakatarwa chaipo, kusanganisira Zimbabwe, kusanganisira Malawi naiyo Zambia. Tinoziva kuti kwaita mukurumbira wemhirizhonga, uyezve kuti mauto akadirwa, uyezve ari kukonzera mhirizhonga yakawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muZambia imomo. Nekudaro hatina chivimbo chakanyanya chekuti SADC ichaita basa sebasa. Tinoziva kuti masangano madiki anenge achiongorora arimo achifamba, asi simba ravo ndoshoma. Sangano ranga rine simba rese isangano reSADC, asi simba iroro harisi kushandiswa. Zvoita kuti nyika dzakaita sana Zambia, vatungamiri vakaita sana Lungu, vanachagwa Lungu, vakwanise kubirira vachifunga kuti hakuna chinobva kuSADC, nekuti haisi kuona, haina ziso riri pasi riri kuona zviri kuitika pasarudzo dzinenge dziriko muzuva ramangwana.
Mataura nyaya yemauto, tinoona kuti haisi nyika imwe chete yakaita seZambia inotsvaga rutsigiro kana rubatsiro rwemauto munguva dzesarudzo. Chii chanyanyosiyana nezvinoitwa nedzimwe nyika pane zviri kuitika muZambia?
Dambudziko riripo nderekuti nerimwe nzira Zambia iri kuteverawo mumatsimba edzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe, ekuti mauto anenge achipinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakarerekera kudivi rimwe chete. Hazvisi izvo, hazvisi pamutemo, nekuti mauto anofanira kuti angochengetedza nyika nebumbiro remutemo renyika, kwete kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Asi tinoziva kuti kuchamhembe kweAfrica nyika zhinji kana dzinenge mapato anenge achitungamira kana achingaona kuti utongi hwechichitero hwaakuda kuti vanhu vasarudze vamwe vanhu, vanokumbira mauto kuti ambunyikidze vanhu, ashungurudze vanhu, kuti mauto aite sekuti ndo vatsigiri vebato rinenge richitonga. Ndo zviri kuitwa kuZambia, ndo zvatakaona zvakare zvichiitwa kuZimbabwe. Asi hazvisi izvo, kutyora mitemo, kuvhiringa zvakatarwa mumabumbiro emitemo yenyika dzese idzi, nyika dzanga dzichiedza kusvika pakanaka panyaya dzesarudzo iSouth Africa, nekuti tinoona kuti mauto eSouth Africa haapindi mune zvematongerwo enyika. Vanenge vakamira chinhambwe vachitevera zvakatarwa mubumbiro remutemo renyika. Saka nyika yeSouth Africa ine mucherechedzo wakanaka unogona kuteverwa nedzimwe nyika. Asi Zambia iri kukundika, nyika yeMalawi zvakare pasarudzo dzapfuura dzakaitwa takaona kuti mauto haana kuda kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika kana kuda kushungurudza vanhu. Asi akapa mukana kumhuri yeMalawi kuti vataure kuti ndiani wavanoda kuti avatongi. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kunyika dzese, ndo kuremekedza mitemo yenyika kunofanira kuitwa. Asi hatisi kuzviona zvichiitwa kuZambia, nekuti vachagwa Lungu, mutungamiri weZambia, vari kuita kuti mauto adziringe vemapato anopikisa achivashungurudza, vachitadziswa kupinda musarudzo zvakanaka pasina kushungurudzwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga Gibbs.
Yes, let's bring in Nkomazana and hear her view about this issue. It's a very, very sensitive issue, especially in Southern Africa. You know, there are so many problems that people are facing there. So, ungathini
I think our respected gentleman just finished talking. I didn't catch his name. Actually, hit the nail on his head. Because without COVID, our SADC was not monitoring fairly. Nothing they were doing better. And it's going to be worse when they are not there on ground. Some other monitors are going there physical. Smaller organizations, as you mentioned. What's stopping a bigger organization to do the same? Mm-hmm. As they say, it's a group of friends. I see Zambian elections are already spoiled.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm going to say,
I think Ushai Spingi Lekan. We chilo in Daban Jung over in you. Mova Isatik in a history of Yunga Monitiga say, Ama elections, no ma COVID in Yako. Ama elections, I are Rico, they call a physical. I are Rico, who then umstin, the Kubula want to my elections. Manje ge sebesenza ngezicho monitoring kuzoba njani njengoba ngichilo umnumzana lo uchilo kahle ukuthi isadike kahle kahle imbuthano yabangani and ama elections eZambia sesewonakele sengakawaqala sewonakele kahle ngoba ayisebenzi lento ukuthi ama organizations amancane ayakhona ukuya monitor physical yona inkalakatha organization kwalani ukuthi bafike khona.
Yes, I was okay. Let's get Mr. Vusango on board. Jonga.
Yes. Vusango, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa na Dewama Vinga pamwe chete na Mzvare Ngoma Zana.
Vusango, can you hear us? I think he has been slightly cut off.
Okay.
I think he's muted he's not muted. I think he's got a problem with his system. Maybe can you log in again? Log in again, Mr. Vusango. I think he's coming back shortly. So, in all, Mr. Mavinga, what do you think is going to happen with these elections? 30 seconds.
Well, from what we are getting, there is overwhelming support for the opposition, but also there has been a lot of disruption by the security forces. So there is a huge concern that, in fact, these elections could be rigged, but if they are genuinely free and fair, and if there is no rigging, then we might have a sea change in terms of support because of the declining economic conditions and the dissatisfaction by the people with President Lungu and his government, his PF government.
So maybe you can go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, and this is Mr. Vusangova Zokaere.
No, he's still not around.
Ah, okay. Vama Vinga, sangano renyu rine matano ariri kutorawo here pasarudzo idzo dziri kuitwa kuZambia?
Hongu sangano reHuman Rights Watch tiri kuonawo tichishanda nevamwe vari mukati meZambia vari mumatunhu nemadhorobha akasiyana kusanganisira guru reLusaka nemamwe akataramuka tichida kuti tione kuti sarudzo dzinofamba sei tinovimba kuti kana dzikasaitwa kupindira nekubirira panogona kuva neutungamiri hutsva nenguva isipi. Asi tinoziva zvakare kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema kuti mauto eZambia akadirwa mumaruzevha mumadhorobha ari kushungurudza vanhu vatapi venhau vari kushungurudzwa
vanotiaushungurudzwawo
zvakare.
Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much. If there was extra time, we are going to give ourselves another 2 hours. But unfortunately, we don't have any extra time here. So we thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, Ms. Nomthandazo Nkomazana, she's a political activist based in Mumbai, India, Mr. Dewama Vinga, who is a human rights lawyer, Mr. Vusani Musontini, another political commentator, and we wish to also thank Ezra Chisaspanda and Nunrai Jenna for providing some of the videos that we're using today. Sending off from Netherlands, this is Kip Stube, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndirimu dunhu reMaryland, Sir Gibbs Dube yeyu, ndirimu dunhu rimwe chete, ndotaiwa mora zvakanaka. Studio 7 ndenyu, kandai muchitigira zvirongwa zvedu. Good night.
Bye-bye.